Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So with that knowledge, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. You hold your place there in 2 Peter, but turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter number 6. We'll begin in, let's start in verse number 4. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 6, 4, "But in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions and necessities and distresses, in stripes and imprisonments, in tumults and labors and watchings and fastings." How? Verse 6. "By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned." This formula, these building blocks here, for showing forth the truth and the goodness of Christ in our daily life is right here, no matter what it is, in all things. Paul says if it's in stripes and imprisonments, no matter what it is, he's able to show forth his testimony by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. Continues on and says, "By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left." There's so many important aspects in our life that we ought to be attending to in our walk with Christ that often get neglected or fall by the wayside because we kind of have a shallow or a skin-deep desire, is really what it boils down to, for the things of Christ. Even more so than the things that we've been exposed to or the opportunities that we have or are made available to us, it's the fact that we lack that desire for anything more. We're satisfied that we're saved, we're going to heaven, and that Jesus and I are all right. And as long as we attend church, then our relationship with the Lord in our mind, we're where we need to be. We've plateaued. Well, Scripture says we ought to grow, and we ought to be attending to these things with all diligence. We ought to be paying extreme and careful attention to these aspects of our life. Are we able to show forth Christ through our life in pureness and knowledge, long-suffering, kindness, all these things that he's been mentioned? We ought to. It's a key aspect in our walk with Christ. And so there's the knowledge that we have to add to it. Turn to Philippians chapter 3. And then we'll return to 2 Peter. But turn to Philippians 3. Yeah. Philippians 3, verse number 7, is where we'll start. And it's important that when you begin your pursuit of knowledge, it's not free in the sense that, it's not free in the way that salvation is free to all. Because it requires something from us, whereas salvation does not. We do nothing to earn that salvation or to be saved. We simply believe. But for that pursuit of knowledge, it requires some dedication. It requires some study, some faithfulness, some obedience. And here in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 7, Scripture says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted as loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Verse number 8, he lists the reason why he's so readily prepared to sacrifice whatever it takes that he might know Christ the more. He counts it all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. What are the things in our life that we're willing to count as loss for that kind of a knowledge? The sacrifices that we're willing to make. If we could just sit down every morning and say a 30-second prayer of, Lord, grant me all knowledge that I need today, and go on our way, don't you think that all of us would be able to ascertain that level of a walk with Christ that he desires for us? But it's not so. Why? Because it requires a commitment. It requires obedience. It requires your time. And that's where a lot of us start to lose it. Because now we have to study. Now we have to put in the work. Now we have to spend time in Scripture to gain more knowledge of the things of Christ. And we only have so many hours in the day, which means something has to give somewhere. But we don't want to lose any of it. We don't want to compromise on our work time or on our activity time or any time. We want to make sure we have that us time. And so we'll choose our shows, or we'll choose our books, or we'll choose our places and our activities all over Scripture, all over spending time with the Lord in His Word. We're not even having to endure the losses that are documented here. We're not being chained up or tortured or beaten. All we have to do is take the time to read Scripture. But how often are we even willing to do that, to go so far? So you see in comparison now where our walk ought to be and where our walk is and the great gap in between it, where Paul is so quick to say, I count it all but loss for the knowledge, the excellency of Jesus Christ. And for us, we so easily say that we don't want to lose anything for that knowledge, for the application of the study, for the hours that it may take, the years of our life over the course of time that may be dedicated to reading Scripture. I shudder to think many times, not just for other folks, but for myself, to reflect on the amount of time spent in different areas of life. To contrast that in the time that could have been spent in Scripture, gaining more of this knowledge. At the grand scheme of things, at the end, how important were all of those shows, or all of those other books, or all those other activities? In contrast to the time I could have spent, I should have spent in Scripture. Now, it's not to say that you can't enjoy those things, that you have to shut yourself up in your house and do nothing but read Scripture. No, no, no. What's important is that those things aren't taking the place of your study of God's Word. So if you find that you only have time for one, be very careful what you pick, because we ought to be adding to our faith daily, daily. That knowledge, A definition I like for it is it's a fact gained through experience. Because it's one thing to know something. It's another thing to know it because you've experienced it. You can read about it all you want in a book, but until you've hands-on done something or experienced it, it takes on a different meaning. You have a different understanding of it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.